Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Man, love all you guys, and that's the bottom line.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We have audio of the conversation between Mayfield and the Browns.
Things were going so great.
It's not you. It's me.
The Rich Eisen Show.
He has every right to say what's up.
Earlier on the show, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, ESPN college football analyst Todd McShay, Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Pierce. Coming up, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Our number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we come on the air in the third hour with three NCAA tournament games in round number one being active all at once. And the first game of the day, Michigan versus Colorado State, is under the four-minute mark right now. Colorado State at one point had a 28-13 lead on Michigan, which has the ball and a 6-point lead right now on Colorado State. And Hunter Dickinson, the Michigan big man, Colorado State, if I've read correctly coming into the game, has nobody taller than 6'8", and he has just been, you know, like, as I mentioned earlier, the great legendary Bruce Dickinson. Who puts his pant legs on one leg at a time. It's just that when he does, he makes gold-plated records.
I need more cowbell, baby.
Wow. TJ Jefferson with a nice imitation right there.
Thank you. Very good. It's great.
Very good.
Just ask him. He'll tell you how good it is.
I like it.
That is true.
So Providence is up 43-27.
37.
They're in the second. 43-37. Yeah. Pardon me. In the second half, Memphis and Boise State, an 8-9 game, tied at 12 early on in the first half, and Norfolk State and Baylor just tipped off. And this is a big game for my daughter, Taylor, who chose Baylor to repeat because it rhymes with her name.
Makes sense.
That's great. That's great.
And she chose chalk for the rest, which makes her a very dangerous participant in our
going to
challenge. My youngest son, Cooper, chose UCLA because he likes Johnny Juzang.
Oh,
likes him.
Yeah.
Likes him. And I told him that it was an excellent choice. Because I root for the team whose coach still dresses in suits and ties. And Mick Cronin does that, man.
Yeah.
By the way, I chose USC to make the Elite Eight.
They are both good. UCLA and USC were both good.
I chose
really
USC to. My Elite Eight are. I chose Kentucky to win it all. I've got Gonzaga, Arizona, and Kansas as my other final four teams. I chose Kentucky to beat UCLA in the Elite Eight. I had Gonzaga beating Texas Tech, Arizona beating Villanova, and I took USC, you know, because I took USC to win in the Sweet 16 to give Wisconsin the mush, as we do at Michigan. So that's my bracket right there.
Yeah, Mick Cronin, Rich, just got a 6-year contract extension today.
He deserves it, brother. He deserves it.
I can remember there was a time where this day was, for me,
the biggest day.
Yeah. Like, there was a time 5 straight years in Pittsburgh where I would schedule my work. I would get this Thursday off, and me and my friends would go to a bar for like 7-8 hours and just watch basketball all day.
I used to do the same thing in NFL. You know, you have to put in for days off kind of early, and I would always put
this Thursday and Friday off. And one year, Syracuse was playing up in Sacramento, and I drove up to go to the first two round games.
Yeah, this I couldn't pull that at ESPN.
Yeah, you were a little bit more important to ESPN than I was to the Wood Street Foot Locker in Pittsburgh. Okay. Yeah.
By the way, I'm taking off to go watch some March Madness.
My first Sports Center was a Sweet 16, it was a round of 32 Saturday.
Your very first show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a round of
32. So you started 32. On a Saturday?
I did. Well, they weren't going to put me on a Sports Center on a weekday. Saturday was kind of the sweet soft spot to try and hide somebody before ESPN News.
Massage the new guy in.
So it was me and Larry Beal.
What time on the Saturday?
Larry drew the short straw to the new guy. It was like a 7 o'clock Eastern show on a Saturday, and it was the action was nonstop.
Oh yeah.
And I remember I had about 10, 12 highlights for the half hour show. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a single highlight that I had personally seen before going down.
So you were flying blind.
I was flying blind, and I remember going down for my first Sports Center and thinking to myself, I haven't seen a damn college basketball highlight. There was one, I think NBA highlight that I had seen, or a hockey highlight or something. And I just remember thinking to myself, I have two choices. I can pee down my leg or just go with the flow, and this is my dream moment, and I'm going to go with the flow. And the interesting thing is I did both.
You peed anyway. Huh?
That's where you got to hit the shot sheets. Perfect, Rich.
Did you fertilize and water?
It's got to be like
just water.
Say that again.
Did you fertilize and water?
Nice. No, but I started planting the seeds of a career. How does that sound?
Hey, man.
But that was March Madness is when I did my first Sports Center in '96. It could be Oh, my God. This could be like an anniversary date. I wish I knew what my first SportsCenter date was.
Rich, hold on. I'll tell you.
Ooh, look at this.
And this could be it.
To think that day led to this, okay. Man.
Think about it.
That's amazing, bro.
It's great.
Honestly,
amazing.
I think this was, it was a, my first day there was mid-February and then of 96, and then they had me observe. That's when, again, ESPN News is created after that, and they would just take anybody new and throw them on ESPN News. Mm-hmm. So I think this may be an anniversary date. Do you see? Is there a date over there, Chris, that you see?
I'm trying to find it.
So at any rate, right now, Michigan is at the three-minute mark, up 66-58 with the ball.
You know what, Rich? Hold on. You know
what? Second half team this year.
You know what? Your first ever Sports Center was yesterday.
Wow.
March 16th.
Wow.
So you
Steve Austin Day?
So it should have been Rich Eisen Day. Rich Eisen Day.
Because 6 years ago on this day, we actually got Larry to call in.
Wait a minute. This was 96?
96.
It's the same day.
It's like the same day.
I mean, Austin's didn't happen on that day, but it happened in 96 is what I'm saying. So
it's Rich Eisen Day.
In 2016, Larry called in to talk about it.
Man, I was so nervous.
I bet.
I was so nervous. But it was a dream come true, man. Wow. So yesterday was the 26th anniversary of my first Sports Center.
I believe so.
So this is my 27th year of national broadcasting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for the golf clap, guys.
I believe so.
It's very nice. So before we get to Max Crosby, he's going to be calling in about 10, 15 minutes time or so. Before we get to him, I just want to chat about what's going on with the Browns and Baker Mayfield a little bit here. Is like, what is the Browns' plan to put everything back together with Baker? Are they really going to go into the season, his final year, walk year there, with him knowing they sent the entire organization to Houston to talk to Deshaun Watson? Knowing that his reaction to that was to send out a love you guys, Cleveland, I've given everything that I could here, right? Missive. And if Mayfield is available, would you go get him?
Depends on your team.
I know that, obviously. Would
if
you
I'm
go
Seattle
get
and Indianapolis, I would absolutely
do that in a heartbeat. I'd go get him.
Absolutely.
I'd take him over Drew Locke. I'd take him over Sam I mean, it's absurd to even say those words.
The Sam Ehlinger, yeah.
Yeah, I
or Jacob Eason.
I'd take him over Sam Darnold.
I was literally just about to ask you that question right now.
I'd take Baker Mayfield in Carolina right now. If
well,
I were
the
them.
Problem is they're already on the hook for Sam Darnold for the $19 million.
The story as to why it has not worked with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland is what? Hugh Jackson to Freddie Kitchens to their current head coach. Okay. And their current administration. And Kevin Stefanski and him together. Not only does Stefanski win Coach of the Year, but he wins a playoff game. And that Baker Mayfield team, led team, goes to Kansas City and damn near knocked off the Chiefs in that game. Kind if it wasn't for that dreaded rule of the fumble
kind of
going through
that.
The end zone gives the ball back to the defense that was on its heels at the end of the first half, which it was in Kansas City. And then they run it back. They get Odell Beckham Jr. back. They look, you know, good enough to win in week one in Kansas City, blow it late. The defense wasn't any good. Baker and the offense, it takes some time to get Odell involved. The Odell and Baker not being on the same page, not working together, is such a mystery. And we could sit here and say the answer is it's Baker's fault because look at what Odell looked like here. Is Stefanski's scheme right for Baker Mayfield? Is he a quarterback that doesn't adjust to what the coach wants? Whose fault is it? Well, I'll tell you what. If it's Baker on Indianapolis, or it's Baker on Seattle, or it's Baker on Carolina, if I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm going to work so hard to get to those places right now. I don't want to work. I don't want to play in Cleveland anymore. Even if he's not the adult in the room and somebody's telling Chris Mortensen what? That they want an adult at the quarterback position? And he's tweeting that out and somebody is saying that about me. And even if he's the one who has been creating the problems, I still want the hell out. I want to go to a new spot to show them what I can do with them. And just maybe I'm now walking into a free agent year dialing it up. I would make sure I'm a Colt. That's what I'd do. Get my agent on the horn. Call up the Browns and say, send me to Indianapolis. That's what I'd do right now. Because you saw what he did with the run game that was working very well. How does Jonathan Taylor fit you?
I would say that fits.
And then if I'm Cleveland,
had a Nick Chubb, though,
if I'm Cleveland, what do? You put yourself now in the position that the Colts are in. You put yourself now in the position that Seattle's in. And if I'm Cleveland, I don't know. What the hell's going on in that building with the two of them? But you heard McShay's here, and what I've heard rumors at the Combine as well, and just couldn't believe it, is that they're done with Baker. What are you going to do? Just go in with Case Keenum? Is that what you're going to do? You saw what it looked like that one game, and you're like, I think you can make it work, and it damn near worked in Minnesota for 1 year, and we can make it work and figure it out. Do you go and use the 13th overall pick on a quarterback? Is that what you do? Or do you just make it work with Baker Mayfield? This is a wild scenario.
Wild.
I got to tell you, the Deshaun Watson return, never in a million
That's
years
wild.
Did I think the one team it would affect the most, other than the team that obviously Deshaun was going to, would be the Cleveland Browns. How about that? And you can't blame them for going in the direction of seeing what Deshaun Watson can do, right? Right? The problem is Deshaun wanted to see you and wanted to meet with you and wanted to flex his considerable leverage, as is his right, to meet with you. And owners, general managers, and coaches, I'd like to see you. And I'd like you to come to where I am. So you can't do it at the Combine where nobody notices. Well, that's the
right.
worst place to do it.
You can't do this under the radar.
You couldn't do it. This was a difficult process to go under the radar because the whole world is trying to find out what's going on. So,
well, we've been wondering too, Rich, if a team was going to take the kind of college approach to quarterbacking of, okay, you got your rookie deal. We got 4, maybe 5 years. Let's see if you can do it. And we kind of thought maybe the Ravens? The Ravens maybe, but now it could be just Cleveland. Okay, we're done. Let's move on. Let's draft another guy and start the process over again.
Well, it's that notion for me is that somebody's always just going to keep on choosing a new quarterback because they don't want to pay the quarterback and make the fact that the rest of the team would be hamstrung cap-wise to build a good team that you want to build out, and then the quarterback's the fungible position. That would be somebody that still liked the quarterback. This is born out of, we're done here.
Right.
But that would be the closest thing to it. And I keep saying to Cleveland Browns fans, what do you know, look at what you used to have. Baker's much better than, you know, 20 of those quarterbacks that were, you know, I was on the back of somebody's jersey.
Yeah.
To remember all those people that Joe Thomas blocked for.
Another point, too, when it comes to Deshaun and either one of the NFC South teams, people were pointing out that Matt Ryan has a $7.5 million roster bonus due tomorrow.
This has got to go. This is coming down. It's coming down the pike. It's amazing that it's the day after the new league year and we still haven't had an answer on that. But, you know.
Also just saw that Tom Brady is recruiting Julio Jones to the Bucks.
I would too, wouldn't you?
I think so.
He just can't stay healthy. He's just not the same guy anymore.
Yeah.
Julio Jones and Mike Evans, two of the best receivers in the history of the NFC South on the same team with Tom Brady at the controls. Sounds pretty good with Godwin coming back and Gronk. He just wants to put together one more dream team, it appears. And look, just to put a button on this whole thing is every single team that's looking for a quarterback right now or somehow winds up in that position. If you're Cleveland, I would say Baker would make Indianapolis and Seattle much better and would give them an out at their quarterback spots that don't appear to have somebody like Baker Mayfield's talent level coming in. The only one that I would sit here and say might actually improve the situation because you think he can run your offense better and he's more of a mature guy and he's gone to a Super Bowl before is Jimmy G. Like if you send him to Indianapolis or send him to Seattle, you get some draft capital back that you can then flip for Jimmy G. Would you do that if you're Cleveland? I think that might be their plan here.
Also, Jimmy G just kind of fits with what Cleveland wants to do.
I think that's the idea, but why not Baker?
They want to run the ball and play defense.
Boy, if this is the end of Baker Mayfield's run in Cleveland, it just like the answer of what the hell happened there will go straight up with why did Russ have to leave Seattle and why didn't they give the ball to Marshawn Lynch? That'll be further down that list, but place that one down on the list of things I'd love to know one day.
And especially if he goes to another team and immediately makes the playoffs and has a positive impact.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. We've got our friend Max Crosby when we come back. What a story he is, because I noticed that the day that he signed his new contract was the 2-year anniversary of when he was first sober. And he signed a contract almost worth $100 million. Talk about turning your life around. And Chandler Jones is now going to be rushing the passer with him in Las Vegas. So when we come back, Max Crosby right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I know it's funny that I'm saying this after I said Max Crosby's realizing his dream. I mean, he and his dream have gotten back together.
They have.
Outside of Max Crosby, hey, everybody, when was the last time you considered your dream? Seriously, the one that you used to think about all the time. You can live a totally... live a van life in a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. We've been talking to you about it for quite some time. In case this is your first rodeo about hearing this, there's innovative safety features that you can expect in a Mercedes-Benz van that we're talking about. Features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist, amazing performance and reliability. You can expect that. an MBUX voice command system, a five-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. So if you're looking to reconnect with a family member or go on a vacation, go on walkabout, drive about, or maybe even start your own business, there are so many of these vans that I'm seeing on the road going from points A to B, making sure that ends meet. You should head to your Mercedes-Benz van dealership right now and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show with Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders in a moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. We're all big one happy family. The first game of the NCAA tournament, first round game of the NCAA tournament is in the books. And my alma mater, that was down by 7 at half, won by 12. So they kind of did to Colorado State what Indiana did to them in a way in the Big Ten tournament to put them on the bubble. And the bubble didn't pop. And Michigan moves on.
Moving on.
In the NCAA
tournament.
All right,
did we all get a point for that one?
I got it. I think we all pick.
And next up. Oh, you all did say Michigan, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Next up for them might be Tennessee. Ooh. So my alma mater could break Brockman's bracket.
Like this.
On Saturday. Because you chose Tennessee to win it all, Christopher, right?
I did.
Okay.
That would be perfect,
though. That would actually be amazing.
That would be great. I would take that. Providence is up by 6 on South Dakota State with under 4 minutes to go. So there are no more TV timeouts to go in that one. Memphis and Penny Hardaway. So wild to see him coaching on the sideline of an NCAA tournament game, right? Memphis on top of Boise State, 27-19. Baylor is destroying Norfolk State, already up by 17 early on in the first half of that one. So that's the update on March Madness as we turn right now back to our guest line. And boy, do I love this guy. And he's a second-team All-Pro, a Pro Bowl pass rusher, an elite pass rusher, who has broken the bank in Las Vegas, Nevada. He is one of the top pass rushers now with a new near $100 million contract that he just recently signed. He is Max Crosby here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Max?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Absolutely. So we couldn't help but notice on Wednesday's program towards the end of our show, we saw the tweet with all the googly eyes from your Twitter account. That was to promote the fact that you were coming on this show, right, Max? All those googlies?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just want to make sure. At least that's what we thought. And then about 20 minutes later, we heard the news that Chandler Jones was coming to Vegas. So you could be honest with me. Shoot me straight. What were the eyes for, Max?
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I was elated when I found out the news. You know, Chandler is, he's like a big brother to me. It's kind of crazy. I had no idea that any of this was in the works. And, you know, once I found out, I freaking lost my mind because Chandler is, you know, he's always been one of those guys that I can call and talk to about football, about, you know, anything. So I've always been a huge Chandler Jones fan. I love his game. I love the way he plays. He's a future Hall of Famer. So once I got the news, we immediately called each other, and we're freaking going nuts on the phone, and we're just fired up, man.
So what? Give me a little bit more on that relationship. What did you first meet him, and what do you mean by that? He's someone you can call and talk to anytime. What about
Big Brother? So you know, we linked up a while back because we train with some of the same people. And Coach Buckner coached him in Arizona, so we know each other through that as well. So we always kind of, you know, I've always been like a big fan. You know, I look to him as, you know, just a great player, somebody I wanted to be like. So I always try to, you know, pick his brain at first and just ask questions, and then it kind of turned to a, you know, a better relationship. And we always stayed in contact, and I was just asking him, you know, about certain situations. Like this past year, I was going on like a sack slump. I felt like I was playing my best football, but I couldn't, for some reason, I wasn't getting sacks, and, you know, just reaching out to him about things like that and how he handled it. And, you know, just bouncing things off him, because he's done it at a high level for so long, and it's somebody I aspire to be like. So just having those conversations and him being in my corner is awesome. So yeah, when I found out the news, like we're on the same wavelength. So we literally text each other at the same time, and we're freaking losing our minds. So we hop on FaceTime, and we had a great talk, and you know, he's super excited, and yeah, we're just ready to get to work.
I bet. So because you're tight, I'm assuming you follow him on Twitter, because you know he's very sensitive as to who follows him and who doesn't. You know, he even called Kyler Murray out for that sort of thing. So I'm sure you, right? You guys are all locked up there. Okay, just want to make sure about that.
Yeah, we're locked in.
And I'm telling you, I mean, because now you got Russell Wilson in your division, man. And this is the deepest quarterback division we've seen, certainly in the AFC. Last time that all four starters had a Pro Bowl under their belt to start a season in the same division in the AFC was the 2012 AFC West. That's a nugget that I saw through the NFL Network research. So clearly that is important to get as many pass rushes as possible going, I'd imagine.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You know, obviously with free agency starting, you know, everybody, you know, it's been kind of quiet on the Raider side of things. People are like tweeting at me, come on, Max, recruit. Come on, we got to get things going. We got, you know, the Broncos got Russell. The Chargers got Khalil, and, you know, people are freaking out. But, you know, today I think was a big day for Raider Nation. So, you know, I'm super fired up. And obviously the quarterbacks in our division are ridiculous. You know, if you got – arguably you got two young superstars. You got Derek Carr, who's an established Pro Bowler. You got freaking Russell Wilson, who's going to be, you know, arguably in the Hall of Fame. It's incredible, but that's what you play for. Like, at the end of the day, that's what I want to play against. It just gets me fired up. It pushes me every day even more to improve, just continue getting better.
Raiders defensive end Max Crosby here on the Rich Eisen Show. So last we spoke, you were, you know, it was fresh off of the season ender against Cincinnati, and you were pounding the table for Rich Bisaccia to get the job full-time. As we know, he is not the full-time head coach. It's Josh McDaniels now, your new HC. How did that all sit with you, and how does everything clearly work out for you? We know contract-wise, but just about the fact that the coach that the team was really into and rallied around is not the guy that they eventually landed on, Max.
Yeah, you know, that's the tough part about this business, is that you're never going to get whatever, you know, everything you want. You know, at the end of the day, we all love Rich. Everybody in that locker room loves Rich. But it's a part of this business. You know, at the end of the day, as a player, you can't control everything. I could only get my piece. So I just shared my truth, you know, about Rich and how I felt. You know, but things went the other way. You know, Zay Jones, another guy. I love Zay Jones to death. One of the best teammates I've had. And he's, you know, he decided to go somewhere else as well. So it's like, at the end of the day, you just got to, you know, hold people in high regard and wish them the best. At the end of the day, Rich will always be in my corner. I know Zay will be in my corner. I know Yannick, you know, Yannick got traded to the Colts as well. And that's like a brother to me. So I'm always have love for him. So that's just a part of this business. You know, you're never in full control, and you just got to continue to improve every single day. So that's my goal. And, you know, I'm always have a ton of love for all those guys.
Well, what can you tell me? Again, you're not in the building yet, right? I mean, the CBA prevents being in the building in terms of, you know, so on and so forth, full time, getting in playbooks or what have you. But what about the new regime? Certainly on your side of the ball, can you tell Raiders fans about how things might be different than previous?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to correct you, but I've been in the building the day after Super Bowl. I've been training and
I guess I mean in the playbooks and things of that nature. I should have said that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you know, obviously being around the new staff, just kind of building the relationship first has been super important. Obviously, we're all new to each other. So, yeah, I'm always there, and I always run into them and to have great conversations. So, you know, they're in it for the same reasons. At the end of the day, they want to win football games, and they want to, you know, bring a ring or multiple rings to Las Vegas. So Coach McDaniels, Coach Graham, you know, Rob Ryan being there, Coach Oakham, there's so many new guys. But we're just building those relationships. We could watch film, talk football, you know, just go over everything, because at the end of the day, the relationships are what matter most. So we're just building those stronger every day. And, you know, I think we got a great group of coaches, you know, who are coming in and ready to, you know, change this thing around.
And then Patrick Graham, you mentioned the new defensive coordinator. How different the defense do you think it's going to be, the difference between last year and this?
Yeah, you know, Coach Graham, I've known him since I got in the league. We had a great interview when I was getting ready for the draft, and he was like super positive, and it was funny. He was so positive and so like nice to me, and like, man, I love the way you play. And at that time, I was, you know, not, people didn't really think that highly of me. I had, you know, I was coming from Eastern. I was like 240 pounds, and hearing him talk like so positively, I thought he was like being sarcastic and like messing with me. But you know, we ended up, you know, whatever the interview went, you know, how it went. I called my agent. I'm like, I don't know if this dude is messing with me or not, but he didn't say one negative thing. And I end up, you know, fast forward, I end up seeing, you know, Patrick Graham hired his Raiders D coordinator, and I immediately got a call from him, and he's like, man, you remember our interview, blah, blah, blah. I said, man, I love your game. I'm so excited to coach you. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. So it's just wild. But as far as the scheme of things, he likes to run a lot of different things, and he bases it off the personnel. So, you know, he's a great coach. He's proven that, and I think he's going to put us in the best position to be successful.
And there's, on a scale of zero to certifiably insane, how crazy is Rob Ryan? what do you got for me?
All I'm going to say is he's my kind of guy. He's my kind of guy. He's hilarious, and he's, you know, he loves football, and every single day he's always walking through. Hey, Max, what's up, man? I got a little cut-up for you. You got some Ryan Kerrigan this week. You got some other stuff. And I'm always asking him to make stuff for me as well. So he's a great dude. I was just with him today.
Well, a couple of years ago, he spent some time on NFL Network during the playoffs as a guest analyst. I think we had to provide him a tie and shoes. I think that had to come from our wardrobe department. That's how he showed up, like open-toed sandals and no time. We're like, okay, coach, this is your view. I think that happened.
One thing I respect. He's always going to do him. I fully respect it.
There's no doubt about that. Max Crosby here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then the last time we spoke, you did not have your long-term contract extension, and I wish you a hearty congratulations on that, sir. You know, $95 million, a whole bunch of new money, a whole bunch of guaranteed money. And I follow you on Twitter, at Crosby Max, two X's. And I saw a photograph that you had tweeted out, on the 11th of March. It's your right hand on the steering wheel with the date of 3/11/20 on your thumb. And you said, today is a special day, 2 years sober. And then I saw on your Twitter account just a few hours later a photograph of you smiling and signing a new contract with that very same hand. And it blew me away that on your 2 year sober anniversary, you hit it with a long term contract. And I'm wondering how that landed with you, Max Crosby.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the night before, the night before is when I got the news that we were locked in. You know, we had been going back and forth for a little while, and we finally got to a point where we were comfortable, they were comfortable, and you know, we got it done. So I knew that next day I was going to be signing and everything like that. And it's just crazy how it works. You know, the timing of it is like, you know, you can't make it up. So it was just, you know, I went in there early in the morning to go work out, and then, you know, I knew I was about to sign my contract that day. So it's just crazy how the timing of thing goes, and, you know, just doing the right things. At the end of the day, like, that's what that represents to me. Like, two years ago, I was literally in a in a car on my way to L.A., you know, to get sober, go to a rehab facility. Like, and 2 years later, I'm almost made $100 million, you know, got a $100 million contract, which is, like, it's bizarre. You know, it just shows you, you know, like, if you do the right things consistently and put your, you know, right foot forward, it's, like, it's unbelievable where you can go. And it's exciting for me because I know it's just the beginning. And, like, I'm so far from where I want to be, which is, you know, a Hall of Famer. I want to be I want to be a great player. You know, the money, you know, Kobe talked about all the time, like, money's always, money's never should be your motivation, because once you get the money, then you're not playing for anything. So, like, for me, at the end of the day, I'm playing for the love of it. And, you know, Coach Marinelli talks about all the time, like, having that childish love for the game. And that's just, for me, it's like, I feel like a kid. You know, obviously the money's amazing, but if I play the right way and continue to take care of myself the way I'm doing, I'm going to make more money than I ever imagined. So it's just a blessing, man. It's super, super exciting. My family, my fiance, everybody's all excited. And, you know, I'm just doing what I do. Show up early in the morning, get to work, and, you know, keep pushing forward.
If you don't mind me asking, you could not answer if you don't want, but what caused you to get into the car that day on the 20th, the 11th of March, 2020? What caused you to get in that car to go to Los Angeles, Max?
You know, at first I didn't want to get in the car. And that's the scary part about, you know, that disease, you know, the disease I have, you know, addiction is no joke. And I was at my last straw. Like, I was at the point where just mentally, physically, I was so drained that I knew I didn't want to get in the car. I didn't want to go to rehab, but I knew I literally had to. And that's kind of what it was for me. I looked myself in the mirror and was like, I need help. Like, there's no other way. I got to get help. And without the people around me, with the team, from my agent to my mentors, from, you know, to my fiance, all the people around me, like, without them, you know, it wouldn't be possible. So there's so many people I can, you know, give credit to. But yeah, you know, the main reason was just, you know, it was time, you know, to stop living that way, and just change what I had going on.
And if I had told you as you got in that car, hey, the decision you're making right now is going to lead to 2 years from now you signing damn near a nine-figure contract because it's going to unlock the talent in you, what would you have said, Max?
Honestly, I don't know. You know, honestly, looking back, it didn't even seem real. You know, for me, you know, looking back for these 2 years, it's been, what, 300 or close to 700 days or whatever, or a little over 700 days. Like, the amount of footwork that I've had to do to get to this point is insane. And the exciting part is that it's only been 2 years. Like, I have so much more room to grow. I'm still growing into my body. I'm still 24 years old. I'm young, and got so much more to look forward to. So, it's just a blessing, you know, not only for me, but my kids, my future kids, everybody's going to be, you know, taken care of. So it's just, you know, it's that extra security. That's amazing. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to the next one. And to win some more rings, and that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I just saw those tweets just a few hours apart, and it blew me away. I really did, and I'm like, you know what? I got to ask him next time he comes on about about that day and what the significance of that day and 2 years apart. And really, you know, because we talk about this sort of subject matter on this show all the time, Max, is what it means to so many people to see how making these decisions and sticking with it and it being very difficult, I'm sure, for you as a professional athlete, being around, you know, spirits, if you will, you know, and in Las Vegas, my gosh, you know, and how it's paid off, literally, figuratively. It's so cool. It is so cool, Max. It's so awesome.
I appreciate it, Rich.
You are very welcome. So congrats on that. And what does the next few weeks look like for you? Walk me through what the next few weeks for you is.
Business as usual. Okay. That day, like the day after I signed, I was in the building super early in the morning getting after it. So I'm in full training mode. I've been for almost a month and a half now. So, yeah, just working and getting ready for OTAs.
All right. You're going to be there around the draft. I'm coming to town, you know. Coming to town.
Absolutely. I'll be seeing you for sure.
Okay. I will be there. It's the NFL draft's coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. I hope to see you and shake that hand that you signed the contract with. And we'll do this again sometime soon. Congrats on that. And I look forward to seeing you in just a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, brother.
Always, always. That is Pro Bowl defensive end and all pro at the position. Max Crosby right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. That's what you got to do. So Khalil Mack added to Joey Bosa when Russell Wilson's added to Denver. And then Denver adds Randy Gregory to go with Bradley Chubb because that's still Patrick Mahomes and that's still Justin Herbert and that's still Derek Carr. And then they add Chandler Jones to Max Crosby and the Las Vegas Raiders because Russell Wilson comes to Denver and that's still Herbert and that's still the Chiefs. One name still out there, free agency, that's kind of surprising to me. I'd be all over him like the proverbial rat on cheese if I was looking for anybody.
Who would that be?
I'll talk about that when I come back. That's called a tease. C.J. Jefferson's called a tease, everybody. All right, we're back with that and more phone calls on this busy Thursday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Callaway Odyssey putters are available for everybody who, you know, wants to make putts. How does that sound? You want to make putts? Yeah, you want to make putts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
You want a putter that champions use, whether it's on the PGA or the LPGA or Champions Tours. In the last 37 major championships across those tours, not only did more pros play in Odyssey in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey. Xander Schauffele brought home gold last year with an Odyssey putter, being the number one putter on tour. However, it takes more than a good year. Consistent performance and a steady stream of game-changing innovations helps as well. I've been telling you about the new TriHot 5K with the legendary White Hot insert. Mind-blowing, because it's a classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet. Makes no sense, but it's an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. You know how you revisit with old friends and it feels like you never left? You see an old friend and you're like, oh gosh, it's been too long. It's been too long. I look down on the phone line and I see the name of an old friend.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma Gloria Glassman. Yes. Back in the day was a regular of this show, and that's because nothing pissed her off more than the Cleveland Browns doing the wrong thing. And they did a lot of wrong things back in the day of this show. But now Baker Mayfield sent out a letter to Cleveland. That includes Grandma Gloria Glassman, who's called back into the show. How are you, Grandma Gloria?
Don't ask. You can light a fire to me right now. I'd like to take your putter. You know where I'd like to hit it.
Okay, so what are you upset about?
What do you think I'm upset about? I think the Haslams, don't even ask. What I'd like to tell you about the Haslams, they and their whole organization can go you know where. How what they did to Baker Mayfield is a disgrace. And I can't talk. I'm so mad and so hot right now. I hope they never win another game.
Well, you don't really mean that, Grandma.
No, I don't. But But let me tell you, Rich,
yes.
How does an organization act? They've always been bad. The Haslams were in trouble themselves. They should have been put in prison instead of the other people. I am so angry at them. How do you do this? How do you go and interview somebody, first of all, who I didn't even want, and he refused to come here, so he shows you what kind of organization we are. They got rid of Landry. They got rid of Treader. They don't know what they're doing.
And what do you make of Odell looking so good out here, though, Grandma Gloria?
I can't fully blame Baker Mayfield. Honest to God, Rich. By the way, Rich,
yes.
You're still the best. You know, when I haven't talked to you since the pandemic. When the pandemic was on, you were the only thing that held me together.
I love that, Grandma Gloria.
Of course, I learned how to be a bartender, too. There were more martinis in Manhattan's made than ever.
Okay, so you're pro-Baker. You're pro-Baker.
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, all right, he isn't the greatest, I know. But treat somebody with respect. Don't just go out and get somebody and not tell him or ask him anything. Oh, my God, I am really, really angry. And you should hear the radio here. You should hear the radio.
What are they saying? What's the general sense?
Oh, they hate them. They're really angry with the Haslams. Well, who would like the Haslams? You ought to be happy. The only one worse than him are your Dolans in New York.
Well, before I let you go, you got to be excited about the Cavs, though, right? You got to be fired up.
Oh,
about the Cavs.
Yes. Thank goodness I'm with the Cavs and with our Indians. I'm not calling them the Guardians. I don't know what's going to be with them.
Right.
But, oh, my goodness, Rich, do something. Help me.
I don't know.
Help me. You're the only one that can help me.
Grandma Gloria, I've been there for Baker, and I've been saying that. The way the season ended, I'm totally mystified as to why he played so poorly. I know he was hurt, too, so I don't know what to make of all of it. It really is confusing.
I don't either, but he was hurt, and you know what? That's another mystery. Why did they leave him in? What? He was crippled. Why did they leave him in?
Well, I think he wanted to be in there, you know?
Well,
that's a tough goal.
I don't know, but I'm really upset, and you can hear me. I mean, I want to call you when I can talk about nice things and happy things.
Well, you call me anytime. You know, you haven't lost the number.
I will, and thank goodness for you, because you and your crew, I love them. Of course, Christopher sometimes angry me.
Chris, that's
Grandma,
you and me both. You and
come
me
on.
Both. I wish I had
all,
those drinks.
Celtics are ahead of my Cavaliers. That's number one.
We caught you.
Anyways, Rich, thanks a lot.
Take care, Grandma Gloria.
Maybe I'll hear good news. Maybe they'll keep Baker.
Don't lose this number. We'll chat with you soon. It's been too long.
Be well.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you,
don't
Rich.
Be a stranger.
Thanks a lot, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
I still love you, Rich.
Love you too, Grandma Gloria. Right. There you
Bye-bye.
Go. There you go. That's my... My grandma in Cleveland, Grandma Gloria Glassman. She was a regular. By the way, she sounds exactly the same as she did years ago.
Fantastic.
Because the Browns have disappointed her exactly the same way.
Rich.
She hasn't lost it.
Rich.
Neither have the Browns.
Never had it.
She didn't call after they beat the Steelers. She should have called then.
I know.
You know?
Can they make it up? Like, can they,
of course they can. Baker, you're under contract. Where are you going to go? We're not trading you. We don't want to be left with everybody else.
But you got
to
chip.
And then
on
Baker's going to have to be okay. And then guess what? Oh. Then you ball out. And then you're what? Then you're franchise tagged. You get slapped.
Oh, that's a slap.
That's a good slap to have, though.
It's a great slap.
About
not a bad slap.
$35 million slap.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins' pen is going to the Hall of Fame after being twice slapped.
It's a good slap.
You like that?
Yes. Okay. I feel like Red Auerbach. Light the cigar.
Hey,
my team's already victorious in the second round. Enjoy the rest of the madness, everybody. Andrew Whitworth is our first guest in studio tomorrow. See you then.